hedge funds flip net long on CME Bitcoin futures. After years of shorting, hedge funds trading Bitcoin futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange have moved from net short to net long, a reversal that CryptoQuant CEO Ki-young Ju flagged as a rare break from years of one-directional positioning. He shared the shift on August 10, 2026, citing CME commitment of traders data. Bitcoin sat at $65,115 at the time of writing, up 0.5% on the day and 4.4% over the past week, according to CoinMarketCap. The headline sounds bullish. The mechanics are more complicated and worth understanding before anyone reads too much into it. The basis trade behind the shorts. For most of the last few years, the hedge fund category on CME's Bitcoin futures ran heavily net short. That short position was rarely a directional bet against Bitcoin. It was the futures leg of the cash and carry basis trade. Funds bought spot Bitcoin or spot Bitcoin ETF shares and simultaneously sold CME futures to lock in the premium between the two. The short was a hedge, not a conviction call. That structure matters because it changes how you read the flip. If hedge funds are now net long, the question is whether the basis trade unwound, whether they rotated the hedge to another venue, or whether a genuinely directional long is being layered on top. CME commitment of traders data shows the net position. It does not explain the intent behind it. Key's post reports the what, not the why, and he framed it as notable precisely because the category has sat short for so long. Reading the number without overreading it. A net long flip in a group that structurally leans short can happen for reasons that have nothing to do with fresh bullishness. Basis compression is the main one. When the premium between spot and futures narrows, the carry trade stops paying enough to justify the margin and financing cost, and funds close the short futures leg. Closing shorts mechanically pushes the net position toward long, even if not a single new long contract is added out of optimism. The current backdrop fits that reading better than a euphoria story. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 41, or neutral, as of August 10, 2026. Bitcoin's recent move has been a grind, not a melt-up, up 4.4% on the week, with the other majors tracking similar single-digit gains. Ether traded near $119.25, Solana near $77, and BNB near $6. None of that looks like the kind of frenzy that usually accompanies aggressive directional leverage from institutional desks. So the honest framing is this: a multi-year positioning pattern broke, which is genuinely uncommon and worth logging. But the data alone does not confirm that smart money has turned outright bullish. It confirms that the old hedge is smaller or gone. Regulated positioning removes standing sell-side pressure. CME futures positioning gets attention because the participants are regulated institutions, and their aggregate exposure is disclosed weekly rather than inferred. When a category that has been reliably on one side of the book crosses to the other, it removes a standing source of sell-side pressure in the futures market. Fewer structural shorts means less mechanical hedging flow, which can matter at the margin during volatile stretches. It also feeds a broader narrative traders have tracked all summer. Institutional Bitcoin exposure keeps migrating from side bets into core positioning. Spot ETF demand has stayed firm, with weekly inflows across BTC, ETH, SOL, and XRP products, and public companies continue to hold Bitcoin on their balance sheets. A hedge fund flip on CME is one more data point in that direction, not the story on its own. For anyone actually trading this, the caution is the same one that applies to every commitment of trader's release. Positioning is a snapshot, not a forecast. Crowded positioning has preceded reversals as often as continuations, and a net long hedge fund book can flip back the moment the basis widens again or spot rolls over.